Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. So we just passed this full moon, or we're still in that full moon phase. You know, depending on where you live, the full moon is in effect. So this is the full moon of Virgo and also the sun sign of Pisces. Remember, just a recap, this is about the sun and the moon. The Virgin, or the Mother with the Sun and the Moon. So we're going to talk about that today. And we are at this birthing portal here, which began early on in February with the 222 gateway, because that is the manifestation portal. You know, we're not here to manifest goodness and fluff, if you will, within this 3D reality. We are here to manifest the soul, the spirit, the higher self, and to become whole within unity consciousness. That's the purpose. Wholeness is the only thing that gives us truth. Wholeness is the only thing that is pure, which is made out of gold, the purest and the most valued element on this planet, the richest element on this planet, that once you have gold, you can continuously attain gold. Now, this is not to, you know, make you think that or frighten you. So if you have fear, any type of fear or doubt or judgment in your mind, you must let that go. This is just to tell you, because energy is always energy, and it can always be transformed. If you are negative, you are always going to develop negativity until you change something by the thought. A new spark is created and transformation takes place. Even if you are centered in love and have finally attained a gold status, if you drop and pick up where you were a long time ago in the beginning, before you even knew about the ascension cycle, you can lose gold. It's like in this reality, you can win the lottery, but you can also lose every single thing. So you have to maintain love. You have to maintain gold. So here at this birthing portal here, or really birthing into our higher self, we still have much to go through. And I know we say this all the time, you're birthing, you're birthing, you're birthing. Well, we always are until we are complete. You have cycles. We have birthing cycles that we have to go through. We have those death cycles, and then we have birthing cycles until we are done. Now, no matter where you are, energy is being given to every single person on this planet. The same like energy is coming into every single individual on this planet. The difference is you are aware of it or you are not. You are either open to it or you are in resistance of it. So that's how, you know, if you don't know if spirit is at work within you, you're going to just blame society. You're going to blame life. You're going to be very negative. Victim mentality. If you know that spirit is working within you, you're going to begin the process of clearing. Oh, spirit is doing this within me. I might not understand it right now, but as long as I keep moving forward, I'm going to understand this cycle. So for myself, I am experiencing definitely this birth. Now, I know that I am at this higher level of my process. You are still birthing on the level of where you are. So if you are just beginning your process, you are still birthing in this cycle at that level. So I might be getting ready to graduate from college. You might be beginning in kindergarten. There's no right and wrong here. No one's greater or lesser than It's just depending upon where we have began our process. You can't have the same knowledge and therefore whatever's going on within you as I am, unless you have done the work that I have, or and just like myself, I'm not going to be at the level that somebody else is, who's higher or more advanced than me, unless I have done the complete work and understand things. You can't become a master by opening up a book and thinking you're a master. You aren't going to be a master in by reading all these books for a year without having to do the work that that entire year required. And it takes more than 1 year. Anyway. So right now, lots of us could be feeling this expansion in the stomach. But lots of crown, lots of neck issues, lots of tingling and vibrating. And again, our symptoms, side effects, whatever you want to call it, can be different. We can't judge and then assume that we're all at the same level or aren't at the same level or aren't even experiencing something. You know, before I continue on, we don't know what the next person is going through. We don't even know where the next person is at in their process. There's no way that you can know. You, honestly, don't even know where you currently are. Many of us who are going through this don't know where we are in our own journey. So how do we have the right to judge another person's journey as well? You know, it's very difficult to judge where you are. That's why I always emphasize, you're not done until you're done. And even when you're done, you are not done. When we hit the level of unity, as long as you are still open to love, you will continuously become something more. Because love is eternal and endless. Faith is eternal and endless. Source is eternal and endless. Now with this birthing, you know, my belly has expanded. It began last night, and of course it was the full moon. I was laying in bed and I was like, what is this? I look like I am, you know, X amount of months pregnant. And it just started. And today, a little bit of expansion there too. And this is just my perspective because I am very aware of my own self. I know what I'm going through. I can feel the energies within me. I know I am very aware and in tune to what's taking place within me. Not always. Sometimes it takes me a few minutes, or sometimes a day to, oh, look at you, you silly girl. But my ego, because here we are birthing into higher consciousness, some form of higher consciousness through you. So your solar plexus, your sacral chakra is going to be at work here. The womb. Birthing cannot take place unless it's in the womb. So that type of healing is occurring. But of course, the higher mind, the crown is being affected here, the third eye. Even the throat is being affected here. And we're going to have the ego always coming back. Just because you're at the higher level doesn't mean the ego isn't going to play tricks on you. Mine has been making me feel that I am unworthy, less than, that I need things to be loved or to be accepted within this reality. And remember, when those types of things come up, it is false. It is still the ego being purified. Things within our DNA that have been there for so long that are being purified. Love is completely pure. It is white hot. And anything that is other than love must be purified. You know, we can't expect to work for spirit or have a desire to work for spirit and still have the ego at play or the desire to fit in into this reality. Or I have to be beautiful. I have to look a certain way. I have to act this. I have to do this. You know, also thoughts for myself have been coming up of, I really want to write my book again. I want to start drawing. I want to do this and this. You know, guide me into this and this. And again, I caught myself. Oh, that's still the ego. Although I want, it's still a form of working for Source by what I will be writing about. It's still a form of love, but it's a need and it's an attachment. Now, I'm not saying that when you are complete, whole, unified, and working for Source, only working for Source, that you are not going to be writing a book or doing the light language or whatever it is. I am not saying that. There's a difference. If you, for myself, I cannot serve if I have a desire. I cannot, if I have to do something, I know that it isn't right. And if I am not unified, it's not right. Because if you aren't completely whole and unified, false light, which is ego, can come back and trick you into the veil again, or the 3D reality of, you know, whatever value is. I hope that I made sense with that, and I know I keep bringing this, you know, the book thing up and things in my life, but this is coming up, a part of ego. Source is always going to guide you, and there's not going to be a doubt. There's not going to be this weighing of should I or should I not? What do I have to give here? Or, you know, I have something to give. There's not going to be an inner battle. It's just going to take place. And I also want to mention that I know I have information to give you. I know I have knowledge to give you for this past week of great knowledge throughout our ascension cycle. The timing isn't right. I have it in my heart, but because I am actually going through it, I can't give you complete, whole, loving information until the process has been embedded within me, until I have actually become. Because again, it won't be right to give you something unless it is complete within me. And so I can do today's video because I'm going through this. This is something, and as you can see, you can hear it. I'm passionate about this video. It makes sense to me. And therefore, I can provide you with something that help guide you a little bit in your journey. So in truly becoming, we have to develop the 12 soul salts. The 12 soul salts are also the 12 manner of fruit, the 12 aspects of deity, the 12 strand DNA, the 12 dimensions, the 12 cranial nerves. And all of this is eventually going to nestle within the womb to create the 13th aspect of deity, which is the Christ. This is the solar seed that is activated only by God's command. When you have developed the solar seed rises into the heart, into the crown, into the pineal gland that illuminates every single thing. So in this process of becoming, you're developing this womb. Either you're in the early process and you're still clearing out your womb, or the womb is finally cleared and it's in development, and you're the 12 aspects of deity are embedded within, creating the solar seed. which means that the cerebral spinal fluid is flowing or about to begin flowing. The rivers of life are about to begin flowing, and the flame can eventually be illuminated. So a lot can be going on. Lots can be going on. You can feel as if you don't belong again. You can feel as if you have been, oh my gosh, I've been forgotten. No one is here for me. I'm always here for you. There's going to be that fight again, because when we are always becoming something, we're losing something. And you, in order for you to actually know what you are becoming, you must have that opposite experience. So I have been having this tug and pull, and feeling like a stepping stool again, all kinds of silly things. But through those silly things, I understand that something greater is taking place within me. You have to understand your birth, your birthing cycles, no matter where you are at. Really understand I'm experiencing it, whether it stems from a trauma from your past. You have to understand and link up that trauma, not necessarily immediately, but you have to be able to feel what you are going through. If you're having that experience, you must understand, oh, okay, I'm really angry today. I don't know where this is stemming from originally, but I feel this intensity within me. Now, okay, I want to choose a different experience. I know I'm better than this experience. I know this experience is teaching me something about myself. Let it go. And in that letting go, you are completely surrendering to something. And in that surrendering, you are going to have a greater understanding. When you understand it, you become it. And still, in that cycle of becoming, time is needed. That becoming has to work into your blood to change you into who you truly are, or to allow you to see who you truly are. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.